let's find out about Tom. Tom was a very good boy. He was born in New Kentucky to a family of wealthy businessmen. Tom had three sisters and a brother. Tom was always the one taken care of. He went to the best schools because he could afford it. For his 18th birthday, he was gifted a Porsche 911 Carrera. And his dad promised him that once he got admitted into the university, he would buy him a Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon, a G63S. Tom was the third child of his parents. The first was a girl, second was a girl. Then came Tom, then came Bridget, and then came his brother Lionel. They lived in the Highbelt area in New Kentucky in a mansion that had about 15 rooms. The king-size bed in each room. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the master room and the guest room. The only room that was different was the room of his parents, which looked somewhat like a football field, half a football field. After a particular semester in high school, in college, Tom came to stay home with his parents. Then his friends from way back, Jim, Ben, and Little Jimmy. Little Jimmy and Jim happened to share the same name, but they weren't related in any way. So they decided to go for a night drive in his Porsche. Tom and Little Jimmy were in the Porsche, and Ben was driving behind them in his pickup truck, a Ford Silverado. And getting to the T-junction in the area, they saw a group of men who seemed to be lost. Then Tom, being a nagger that he decided to slow down. They told him their car ran out of gas at the end of the road, and they would like to be given a lift to the next station so they could get some fuel in their gallon. Tom didn't say wrong with that. He just told them to join Ben in his pickup, and off they went to the station. They got the fuel, and on their way back, one of the men decided that he let ease himself. So Tom decided to park Ben to park his vehicle. They came out, and all of a sudden the air started to turn cold. Air became very chilly. "Wow, very cold night out tonight," said Ben. Tom agreed, and he began to wish he had brought a sweater. "Where are those guys?" asked Tom. "They should be back by now. I need to get back to my car and turn on the heater." Ben asked him to go in, that he would keep watch. Next thing, he heard a scream. "Help me!" And he heard a thud. Tom came out of the vehicle. Little Jim was already fast asleep. Tom was like, he can sleep through a hurricane. He came out from the vehicle, and he stepped into something that felt like water. But he brought out his phone, put on a torchlight, and he saw red. He saw Ben's head severed from his body. Before Tom had time to react, two of the men jumped out, hissing like snakes. Tom was shocked. He had to ask, "What happened to Ben? What happened to Ben?" He asked them. They just kept on grinning. Then the light from Tom's phone happened to just pass across one of their faces, and he saw it. The face was this contorted, blackened eyes, pointed ears, and then he saw the fangs. "You're mine," as the guy lunged at Tom. Tom, being an athlete himself, managed to dodge. But in doing so, he slipped on the blood, on Ben's blood, and hit his head by the side of his car. While he was still losing consciousness, he saw the men bring out Little Jimmy and tear his heart out. "We have plans for you, Tam," they said. As he passed out, he wished he had stayed home like his mom asked him to.